Item 3, from the Chairwoman, Milwaukee County Parks Advisory Commission, providing a verbal statement regarding the Parks Amenities Matching Fund. And this item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Welcome, Ms. Briscoe.
Thank
Sherry
you.
Briscoe is our Parks, the Chairwoman of our Parks Advisory Commission. You know, perhaps we could begin this morning. I know you want to talk about specifically the Arts Amenities Fund, but could you just briefly update us on the commission itself, its membership, that kind of thing, to help the public kind of get their arms around it?
Sure, I'd be delighted. It is really, I am enjoying working with the people who are serving on the commission. They are Rafael Acevedo, John Gerda, Henry Hamilton III, Keith Holt, James Moran, and Patty Pritchard Thompson. As one of the senior members of the commission, it's a delight to work with all these younger people who I see wanting to protect our parks and take care of them. And it's an honor to work with them. I would like to just present some arguments and concerns about the Parks Amenities Matching Fund. In 2012, the Milwaukee County Parks Advisory Commission recommended that the county create a Parks Amenities Matching Fund. This fund would be matched to provide additional funds for park projects up to $250,000. The county board then promoted and passed this resolution in 2013 as a way to help make up for the decreasing budgets of the last 30 years. Money for the fund came from 2013 land sales. The county board is to be commended for your promotion of this fund. I surmised in around January that the county, or December, that the county board did not include the parks budget request for $500,000 for an amenities matching fund in the 2014 budget, because they were planning to fund it with the Innovation Park land sale income. Apparently, 25% of the total $5,680,000 in revenue from the Innovation Park land sale, or $1,420,000 of that money, will be directed to the Economic Development Fund. An innovation work group solicited applications for projects. They recommended reduction of the amenities matching fund back to the $250,000 to be funded as a Tier 2 project, contingent on the sale of the county grounds land for a hotel in Innovation Park. I would like you to note that as of November 2013, $240,000 of the Parks Amenities Matching Fund was awarded, generating projects valued at more than $800,000. There were more matches than could be funded. Let's talk a little bit about economic development. When you go to sell a house, you invest money in painting it, fixing it up to make a good impression on the buyer. Now, I want you to look at our parks as part of our Milwaukee County house. Every single project of the Amenities Matching Fund was used to fix up deteriorated entities of our parks or for needed enhancements. All of them improve the eye appeal of our home to potential businesses. Three examples of nine funded projects include restoration of two important historical statues, purchasing over 200 picnic tables to replace ones that were rotting and falling apart in our parks, and building an accessible walkway to Bernard Botanical Gardens. These are examples of creative investment that gave our taxpayers a bigger value for their property tax contribution. They also created jobs, and we had something to show for it. This was measurable economic development. We thank the County Board for promoting this Amenities Matching Fund. The Milwaukee County Parks Advisory Commission urges you to use $500,000 of the Innovation Fund money to invest in our Parks Amenities Matching Fund. It's an economic investment that we know will be greater than the whole. And we know that our citizens will gladly match it with at least another $500,000. So I thank you for giving me the time.
Questions of Ms. Briscoe by committee members? I notice Mr. Tyler is here this morning. perhaps you'd like to address the reasons this was reduced in its importance to a Tier 2 project and the funding halved?
Mr. Chair and supervisors, I can't speak specifically to it because I was not part of the group. There was three members on that, Supervisor Cullen and someone from the comptroller's office and someone from my area. I know Josh will be here, I think, a little bit later on, perhaps, and he can respond to it.
Well, it would seem that netting $800,000 from an investment of $240,000 qualifies as economic investment. And I think when viewed in light of the referendum that the public passed in 2008, asking to be taxed, which is a relatively unusual request by the public to approve, at least. In light of all that, parks improvements seem to be a very high priority in the public mind. And I think if we are doing our job in reflecting the public will, that it ought to be a high priority for us as well. I know that I personally was disappointed when I saw this reduced by half and dropped to a Tier 2 project, which it seems to me doesn't guarantee its funding at all, that it, if something is to be eliminated, it would be the Tier 2 projects. So given the great success this program has experienced to date, I think that disappointment is understandable. And, in the coming budget, I would urge my colleagues to consider at least taking action that would restore this funding given the productivity we've seen result from its use. And perhaps we can, if Mr. Fudge is down later, we can question him more closely about this. Other questions by committee members? Hearing none, Ms. Briscoe, thank you so much. Thank the commissioners for their willingness to commit time and energy to the well-being of our park system, if you would.
Thank you.
That item is also informational. Item number four, please.